Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Helena Krishnamurthy, a United Nations Commission of Inquiry says Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza, and that top Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, incited these acts. The 72-page report has cited the scale of killings, 8 blockages, forced displacement, and the destruction of a fertility clinic as evidence to substantiate its finding. Israel has declined to cooperate with the commission, with the Israeli ambassador in Geneva calling the finding scandalous, fake, and a libelous rant. But Commission Chair Navi Pillay says they stand by their report.
It is our hope that this report will be read by the higher-ups, including the Secretary-General at the United Nations, because they too are trained to be guided by the facts. And we are the only investigating body of the UN. So the facts should influence high-level leaders at the United Nations also to call this what it is, the genocide.
Israel has announced the start of its ground operations into Gaza City, and Israel Defense Forces official says ground troops are moving deeper into the enclave's main city. He also says that the number of soldiers would rise in coming days to confront up to 3,000 Hamas combatants the IDF believes are still there. Brigadier General Effie Defrin has declared in a video conference from southern Israel that the operation will continue as long as necessary until all the goals of the war are achieved. He says it's Hamas and not civilians that they are targeting.
Gaza City is the central hub of Hamas's military and governing power, their main stronghold. Hamas has turned Gaza City into the largest human shield in history.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Israel's government is more isolated than ever after a UN body accused the country of committing genocide in Gaza in a new report. Ms. Wong says Australia has condemned Israeli actions that have led to this point. She says the government is reiterating its demand that the Israeli government reach a ceasefire an hostage deal in Gaza and stop undermining a two-state solution to the Middle East conflict. The pressure has continued to build on opposition leader Susan Lee over the coalition's climate policy after losing the May election. Ms. Lee ordered a lengthy internal review of the emissions reduction goal and other policies. But Home Affairs spokesperson Andrew Hastie has already threatened to quit if the coalition doesn't abandon net zero. Nationals Senator Matt Canavan has also introduced his own bill to repeal the policy in the Senate. Now, Opposition Education Minister Jonathan Dunham has told Sky News more coalition front benches are likely to follow their lead.
If we just said net zero at any cost by 2050, I think you'd find there'd be a mass exodus. The reality is that most of the members of our front bench and indeed most of the members of our party room are interested in making sure that whatever we do, if it is to retain a net zero by 2050, doesn't come at whatever the cost might be, unlimited cost, which sees high power prices, high cost of doing business, offshoring of jobs and a faltering economy.
U.S. President Donald Trump has confirmed he plans to meet Prime Minister Anthony Albanese for the first time soon. Like many world leaders, Mr. Albanese is due to visit the United States next week for the meeting of the UN General Assembly in New York. Mr. Trump has not given an exact date for a meeting, but he has let slip the plans as he berated ABC journalist John Lyons for asking him about his business dealings.
In my opinion, you are hurting Australia very much right now. And they want to get along with me. You know, your leader is coming over to see me very soon. I'm going to tell him about you. You set a very bad tone.
A woman has been charged over a fatal house that killed two girls and left a young boy badly injured last year. The 26-year-old woman will face Melbourne Magistrates Court today. She is charged with two counts of negligent manslaughter and one of negligently causing serious injury. A classical music concert that was thought to have been lost to time has been rediscovered. It will now be played for the first time in the modern era by the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra in Sydney next year. The piece, known as Concerto per Violone, dates to the late 18th century and had been attributed to Austrian composer Johannes Sperger, but it has since been found to have been written by another composer of the time, Ignaz Joseph Pleyel. I'm Helena Krishnamurti. This is SBS News in Easy English.